Hey fans, you like our audio podcast? Well, check out our video podcast. We're on YouTube, Western Standard Time. Short, funny, 15-second video clips. We also have our long live stream clips. You won't miss any action. You'll see new videos. You'll see new action. Check us out on YouTube, Western Standard Time. We're on YouTube now, Western Standard Time.
So we're going to get some DMs. Okay. These are serious. These come from
our fans, our friends, fans, some fans. Enemies if you read these DMs.
Friends,
take some shots at us.
So why don't you start with
JD from Healdsburg, California. He's got a statement and then a question. Athletes who play hard but party harder. My top five list of the hardest partying athletes are Dennis Rodman.
Game. Nope. Stop there. Comment. He actually had relations with all of the American Gladiators women.
Really?
Yes. Blaze, Thunder, Lightning, whatever their names were. Go on.
John Daly?
He probably did too.
Daryl Strawberry?
Yes. That man, I mean, an eight ball a day, kept the doctor away.
I won't even comment on that. Mike Tyson? Joe Namath? Honorary mention, Tiger Woods.
Joe Namath is sober now. Do you know that?
After his Monday night.
I mean, that would strike me.
So it's question. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, who's on your list?
Top five partiers.
Yeah. Want me to go first?
Yeah.
So I was an intern with the Oakland A's in 95, I think. No, wow.
99.
85? 95. Easy there. It's family day. All the A's players have to go out there. It's when Jason Giambi's in his prime. All the players are out there, no Giambi.
Is Jason Giambi the more famous Giambi? Yeah,
Jeremy's the little guy.
Okay, got it.
So Giambi got a little too wild and crazy the night before, hungover, training table, no pitchers for the fans.
So he was hanging out with Daryl Strawberry.
Probably. But the best part about it is we had to bring in some beer because Mike McFarland did an interview, and Giambi looks at us like, hey, where's my beer, man? I said, he's a Santa Clara grad. Giambi.
Giambi number one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna at 2 and 3. I'm gonna stick with the A's organization. Okay. Or actually, at number two, I'm gonna stick with the A's organization. For those of you that have Netflix, go out and watch the Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire. It's a it's a musical to their careers.
Really,
and that part, Jose Canseco had to party. Yeah. The fact he was a 40-40 guy is unfathomable. Somewhat of a knucklehead, but I imagine he's probably up there with whomever you may have next.
I have Jabba Chamberlain.
Ooh, good one.
2010, me and some friends went out to Boston, Yankees, Red Sox. My brother was playing on the team. And Jabba decides to take us out. So we go to this club, and we're up top, and these guys were heckling him down below.
What were they calling him, Joba?
They were just making fun of him. He sends them a round of shots.
No.
Yeah.
That is a solid move.
And then he buys our drinks, take shots the whole night, and then the next day, we're sleeping all day. We get to the field. We're like, there's no way he's doing anything. Comes in the eighth, highly leveraged position, strikes out the side, texts him after the game. He's like, I'm at the club. Where are you? I was like, I can't do it again.
Oh, wow. Let's see. I mean, Gronk's up there.
Yeah.
Has to be, right? That guy is the epitome of a party.
He's an animal.
I'll just go Gronk. That's a soft.
We'll close that out. You want to go next question?
I got the next question. This comes from Bounds in Redmond. And this is close to my. Let me put this on before I. Are the Cougs ever going to beat the Huskies again in the Apple Cup?
Wow.
For all you Huskies and Cougs listening, watching, not watching, we'll watch this later. Here's the answer, and it's a long one. So, Coach Peterson for the Huskies, tough to beat, really good guy. Cougs haven't won since 2012 when they won an OT in Pullman. And not since 07 have they won in Seattle in Montlake. So I actually climbed the goalpost with that game.
Really?
Yeah, rushed the field. Me and Grove took down the goalpost. Last time we went, just me and Grover. I was on top. Grover was taking down the bottom. I was making sure it leaned over a little bit.
He was doing all the work.
He was doing the hacks at the end on the bottom. The last quarterback to actually win two Apple Cups in his career was Alex Brink, who we've interviewed. It's lost in our records. I don't think we published it.
But lost
Alex,
files.
Lost files. Alex came on. Here's the key to the game. The key for the Cougs is obviously the quarterback. Our quarterback this year is Gabe Guberu.
Does he have a mustache?
He does not have a mustache. He's got a flavor saver instead. We're on the flavor saver strain this year. No, Gabe. So Gabe was at Eastern, set the single season passing record for FCS.
Okay.
Quiz. Who has the single season passing record in FBS?
Alex Smith.
He has the most checkdowns ever in collegiate history. So it was, I forget his name, but he played in 03 for Texas Tech. Who was the coach that year?
Cliff Kingsbury.
03.
Mike
Leach. So.
Who was the quarterback?
I already forgot his name. He threw for like 5,000 something yards. But Guberu would only average 356 a game in 14 games. So where I'm going with this, let's round it out. Guberu's the key.
Okay.
Under Leach's offense, he could throw for 420 yards a game. And let me tell you this. This is why. My answer is yes. The Cougs will win, and they'll win this year. And here's why. Alex Brink, where's he from?
Washington.
Wrong. Portland. Where's Portland? It's in Oregon. Where's Gabe Guberu, I'm going to screw his name up, from?
I don't know.
Portland. And you know what? Who hates the Huskies more than the Cougs? The Ducks. The Ducks fucking hate the Huskies.
It's looking good.
He's got some duck blood in him. It happens this year. And I'm tearing down the goalpost with Grove again.
All right. Just go the two Cougs. Of you.
Just the two of us. We're going to clear everyone out and say, hey, we've done this before.
Next question. It's for you, Ben. It's from Turkey Toes from Danville, California.
What is
He's
it?
Got
is
a two-part question.
Is this?
Is that. Did the Raiders hit on all three of their first-round draft picks and do enough this offseason to secure a playoff berth in their final season in Oakland? Second question. More importantly, when are we heading back to AC?
AC, we'll get AC on the books. It needs to be sometime in the summer. Probably not this. Maybe late summer. We can do AC for sure.
Okay.
As long as we see
Ed Lover
again. And he's playing craps with us. Let me go. Raiders, did they hit on all three of their draft picks? You're going to have to remind me the draft picks and I'll tell you.
I don't know.
Let me answer the second part.
Will they make the playoffs? What he's saying.
So look at their conference. Or I guess, how would they get there in the AFC? Derek Carr.
Are they better than the Chiefs?
No.
Are they better than the Chargers?
I don't know. That's so.
Sorry, Turkey Toes.
Turkey Toes ain't making the playoffs, man. You're going to have to wait till Vegas. You know what's funny? So you look at the Raiders. Gruden last won a Super Bowl with the best defense in football.
Yeah.
And it was that, which is why it was unfathomable to me why you would get rid of Khalil Mack. Who's potentially the best defensive player in football. But he did it to get stronger. So he won it back in Tampa Bay when they, ironically enough, beat the Raiders. And what's funny is he did it with Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Who remembers Brad Johnson? No one.
Yeah, tall quarterback, Florida State.
6'4", seriously?
Strong arm, great under pressure.
So the funny thing, too, about that is, guess what his QB rating was when they won the Super Bowl?
75.
89.
Ooh, that was close.
Guess what Derek Carr's career?
82.
89. My point being, Gruden, go get some defensive players. You're fine with Derek Carr. Throw it to Antonio Brown. You got Jones out of Alabama now carrying the rock. You don't have Lynch anymore. You'll get there, just not this year. Sorry, Turkey Toes. And we'll be in AC probably, why not my birthday next year? That'd be a good time.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. All right, my next question. This comes from Team Money in Factoria. Who makes the playoffs first? The Mariners, the Sonics, or the unnamed hockey team? So this is for Seattle fans again. My answer is the unnamed hockey
team. I'm going unnamed hockey team, too.
So do you... Some people probably don't realize what happens during an expansion draft within the NHL. It's basically the unnamed team can pick any player on any team. There's some that are protected at their first round. But for the most part, look what happened with the Knights. I mean, first year you go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah. Well, they have a different home court advantage.
Well, they do. Yeah, you're exactly right. We need to put some casinos, find some strippers, and a really good drug dealer in Seattle in order to make that happen.
But just go to Pesos.
You can probably get those there, too. Shout out to Pesos. No, but just look at what happened to Las Vegas Knights. As for the name, there was a mention of the Gooey Ducks.
Really?
Have you ever seen a Gooey Duck?
Uh-uh.
That, if you've seen one, you'll know why I don't mind the name Gooey Duck. And I would love to see those things hurled on the ice after a goal.
Related to Daffy Duck?
A Gooey Duck? No. I mean, no. The beak's not that big.
You go to a game, you're wearing a hat, someone gets a hat trick, you throw in your hat.
Am I throwing my hat? Yeah. It depends on what hat I have on. I mean, if I'm going to hockey games, you're not wearing your best hat.
Okay, so you're probably throwing your hat on the...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe I'd bring a proxy hat.
Like if you're in Wrigley and you throw the fake ball?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Little League ball?
Yeah.
Keep it over.
You bring a proxy hat, right? Some dumpy dad hat that you got from, you know, some convention somewhere.